with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says it's not constructive to threaten Russia right now as it considers a ceasefire proposal that's on the table with Ukraine.
If they say no, it'll tell us a lot about what their goals are and what their mindset is. But I don't want to go into that before they've even answered us by issuing statements that are abrasive in any way.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that the 30-day ceasefire would allow the sides to fully prepare a step-by-step plan for ending the war, including security guarantees for Ukraine. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov told reporters Moscow is awaiting detailed information about a ceasefire from the U.S. Also at SRNnews.com, promising that they'll help create U.S. factory jobs, the White House levels more tariffs.
President Trump has increased tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports to 25%. The move prompting the European Union to announce retaliatory tariffs on American goods to take effect on the 1st of April.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason. Inflation slowed last month for the first time since September. The Consumer Price Index increased 2.8% in February from a year ago. That's according to the Labor Department, down from 3% the previous month. Prosecutors say Brian Koberger's defense team will argue that at his murder trial that someone else could have planted a knife sheath with Koberger's DNA at the home where four University of Idaho students were killed in 2022. Many court documents detailing both sides' plans for expert witnesses have been sealed. That trial is set to start in August. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 28 points, the NASDAQ ahead 187. This is SRN News. A lawsuit over drag shows in Texas.
The Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression says Texas A&M's new rule barring all presentations that feature cross-dressing is a violation of the Constitution. The school's Board of Regents say drag shows demean women and include, quote, lewd content. The foundation is suing on behalf of the Queer Empowerment Council, a student group at Texas A&M that is seeking to stage a big drag show on campus sometime later this month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Education Department's Office for Civil Rights taking a frontline role in President Trump's war on woke ideology in the schools. He has ordered the agency to focus its priorities on investigating anti-Semitism, the promotion of transgenderism, and DEI programs. This week, the Education Department sent a letter to 60 colleges warning they could lose federal money if they fail to make campuses safe for Jewish students. This is SRN News. NASA and SpaceX preparing to launch a four-person crew to the International Space Station later this evening to relieve the station's current crew. And that includes two astronauts who originally launched on Starliner.
The new crew of four is comprised of two American astronauts, one from Japan and a Russian cosmonaut, en route to the orbiting outpost aboard the Dragon Endurance spacecraft, also used on three prior missions. If all goes according to schedule, once arrived, there will be a relatively short crew transfer period planned. Normally, the turnaround is about 5 days, but it's being shortened due to concerns about supplies on the ISS. George Williams reporting.
6 men have died by court-ordered execution so far this year in the U.S., 12 other people scheduled to be put to death in 6 states for the remainder of the year. Those states, Arizona, Florida, Oklahoma, Ohio, Tennessee, and Texas. More details at SRNnews.com.